Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You certainly did. I sure am glad you did. I'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. Once again, we've been on the homepage of BTR, and that always means lots of new ears to listen to the show, and that's always a good thing. Always a good thing. Tonight, I get to take a break from painting for a little bit, which is awesome. Because I need it, man. I need it. It's been busy here this week. We've got a very, very cool guest on tonight. I first heard his work about a month ago, and I was just blown away by it. Blown away. A fantastic album called Legacy, and I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Matt Weston. How are you, Matt?
Hey, Jamie. I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a rainy night down here.
I don't know if it's too late to wish you a... Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I don't know if it's too late to wish a Happy New Year, but Happy New Year, man.
Oh, no. Yeah, you too. 2000. I know. I don't know. I've seen your pictures, and I'm like, man, that guy's got to be a few decades younger than me. But 2018, I am, in my case, I'm frankly surprised to even be here. No, I'm kidding, kind of. It's amazing, though. 2018. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Crazy world we live in, and here we are. Now, it says in my show notes, Matt, that you're from, you grew up in the Pittsburgh, PA area?
Yeah, that's where I'm born and raised, and it's where I'm at right now, actually. Freezing my butt off.
Nice. I was going to say, it's probably wicked cold up there right now, this time of year, I imagine.
Yeah, it can get pretty brutal, but, you know, you kind of get used to it, to a point.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. It's I love Pittsburgh. A couple years ago, for those who listen to the show, probably realize or have heard me talk about this. I was visiting a friend of mine in Pittsburgh, and I'd had this is kind of a weird thing to say, but I had had a hernia I hadn't taken care of. I thought it would fix itself, you know, kind of ignore the problem, and wound up in the hospital up there at UPC or UPMC, I should say. And Shadyside, and fine folks there saved my life. And I was in there for a few months, but it was I have nothing but nice things to say. You know, when somebody saves your life.
Yeah, it's a great hospital. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's a great hospital.
To me, great. Yeah, they did the job. It was a good thing. But I liked one of the things. When I got out of the hospital, I actually had to stick around up there visiting my friend for a little while because I had to keep going back for various tests and this and that and check on things. But I got to go around Pittsburgh a little bit, and I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and Detroit kind of had this, you know, very industrial blue collar town, and it's just kind of in ruins, a lot of it. And what I liked about Pittsburgh is, well, they kind of did cool stuff with the ruins, you know. That would be, they'd make kind of stuff out of it. It was kind of neat, you know. I'm like, hey, this is, instead of just rotting away here, this is a piece of art now. It's cool.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
and people real much too. Yeah, yeah. So you started, looking at my show notes, you were athletic and doing all kinds of stuff in high school and kind of getting into acting and performing. Were you always a performer growing up, whatnot? One of those kids?
Not exactly. I mean, I played a couple instruments, you know, in grade school, in high school. So if you want to say that's performing, you know, playing in an orchestra or playing in a band, kind of. But I didn't really get into singing until my later teen years. So, but I've been performing, I guess, whether it's acting or singing, for about the past 12 years or so.
Wow. It says here you were looking into perhaps getting into engineering before, becoming country music star and everything.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was.
Were you looking into?
Yeah, I was an engineer, actually. I worked as an engineer for about 6 years. I actually have two engineering degrees from, you're familiar with Pittsburgh. You know, Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I went to school.
Oh, of course.
And,
wow.
Well, just wasn't happy with it. You know, I was miserable living in that cubicle. So my heart was elsewhere. And when I lost my job, I decided, you know what? I'm going to just try and be happy doing what I love to do, you know?
That's the way to do it. That's what we, my girlfriend, Danny down here, her whole family are all, engineers. Her sister,
mm-hmm.
her sister's man, her father, all civil engineers. My father was electrical
mm-hmm.
or a mechanical engineer. And, mm-hmm. Carnegie Mellon engineering, that couldn't have been real. And 2 degrees, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That's a lot of,
yeah, I did it.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I did it in 4 years too. It was brutal. One of the worst times of my life. Most people love college. I was miserable. I should have stopped sooner, but I felt like I had to finish it out, you know.
Right, right. Well, you know, and it's blue collar guy. It's that work ethic, you know. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you made the absolute right decision in finding something that makes you happy. You know, so many
mm-hmm.
people in life. It takes people a while to do that, you know, and it's
sure.
It's always a good thing when they figure it out. There's a Mark Twain quote that I love. It's one of my favorites by him. He says there's two very important dates in a person's life, the day they're born and the day they figure out why. You know,
yeah.
Very true.
Wow. Yeah, it's profound. It's definitely true.
Oh, yeah, you got to be, you know, I mean – we're only here once that I know of, and you might as well
mm-hmm.
be doing what you're. Well, you know, it's
yeah, don't waste it.
I don't know if it's. Oh, exactly. I don't know if it's like this for you, Matt, but it seems when I'm in that zone and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and I'm everything else kind of falls into place. Is that how it happened with you, or was it? I mean, that's kind of scary because you've got this investment in school and time, and then to go, you know what? I'm going to start singing. That had to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, luckily I was able to pay off my student loans in 3 years. Cause I had some scholarships and things and some grants. So, you know, all that
mm-hmm.
debt wasn't hanging over my head. Thank God. But you know, while I was an engineer, I was pursuing acting. I had an independent film company and did some short films and did some full length films and did some work for other people.
Huh?
And I was happy doing that, but my main focus had to be work, engineering, you know, because it was every day. So I was miserable. And I'd been singing too all through that time. But I was pursuing the acting more, and I lost my job, and then decided to pursue the acting, and that took some convincing to my family, especially like my grandfather, because he went to Carnegie Mellon too, back when it was Carnegie Tech, and they were all shocked. But after they saw how happy it made me and how I was doing so well with it, they were like, you know what, keep doing what you're doing, you know, you're talented and it makes you happy. We support you. And the same, I was out in Los Angeles, living out there pursuing acting when mm-hmm. my father got sick. And when he passed, I moved back home to Pittsburgh to be with my mom and my family. And, when I decided to pursue the music full time, and acting and engineering are in the back burner. Oh, engineering's burned up. That's gone. But acting's on the back burner. Music is, is where my heart is. Absolutely. My dad had always encouraged me to pursue it. So.
Right. Not to bring up a bad spot or bad memories or anything. Leukemia is what I have here on my show notes. That's pretty
mm-hmm.
pretty hard.
Yeah,
to
that was
for
it.
Man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
He went through
he was
that.
Actually at
family.
That same... Yeah. It was really took about 6 months and he was gone like that. You know, just. Most brutal thing I've ever witnessed and most brutal thing I've ever been through too. I'm definitely a different person now afterwards. I had to rebuild myself, basically, and music was a huge part of that. This album, that's why I named it Legacy, you know, because this is in honor of my father, but it's also, you know, to pass on my legacy to the future. So Legacy just seemed to fit perfectly.
Well, you know, I hear you, and I understand. I lost my own father a few years ago, 2015, and I had always known we were very close. Well, it happened. It's part of life, you know. I had known this was going to happen. He didn't have lingering illness or anything like that. But I knew at some point that was, you know, in the cards. And I always had thought I would not handle that as well. Not that I handled it well, but I didn't run off to Vegas and, you know, live inside a bar or anything. It could have been a possibility, you know, I'm not sure.
No, I mean, but self-destruction is.
Oh, yeah. It's serious stuff, man. Well, what really kind of turned for me is I was at a party about 6 months ago and somebody had mentioned they were looking at my website and they said, man, 2015, you must have turned out because I have all the sold paintings and stuff on there. And they're like, there must be 300 paintings that year. And I'm like, well, 200 actually. But I said, that's the year my father passed. And the reason there's 200 paintings is I had to keep my mind occupied. And it sounds like you kind of did that with, you know, to channel that, you know, because it's weird when you lose a loved one. And I think you do need some form of creative work. I think that helps. It did in my case, and it seems to have in yours as well.
Absolutely. It was a huge part of my healing process. You know, a lot of prayer, a lot of relying on people that are close to me, and they had to be patient with me. I wasn't easy to be around. You know, it was rough. I was in a dark place, and music was one of the big things that helped get me through it. And it's kind of sad to think this way, but it's true. You know, if my father hadn't passed away, I most likely wouldn't have created this album, at least not right now. And life would be different. So it's weird how life works sometimes.
Right. Well, we were kind of talking before the show off the air, and you know, I don't want it to sound trite, but I had mentioned, you know, silver linings and all of that, and I mean that in a much more serious way. Sometimes we have to find the positive in these dark rooms, you know, whatever those may be.
Yeah, either that or go down a darker path and be self-destructive. But I chose to be productive instead, to honor my father, you know, to be the man he wanted me to be.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know what your beliefs are, or any of the listeners, but
I'm Christian.
I take comfort that he's smiling from somewhere, you know, that this got done. And look at this project, because I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying this, Matt, this is a fantastic album, start to finish. It's one of those albums you can play the whole thing through. And I dig that. That's not a lot of artists accomplish that, and you have.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that, man. Really do.
Oh,
this whole thing just came pouring out of, you know, out of my heart. This means so much to me, and to hear people say that is so humbling, and I'm very thankful. So, thank you, man.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they I'm, you know, you tell people, oh, yeah, I made an album. They're like, oh, didn't have anything going on that weekend, huh? No, I'm kidding. There is so much that goes into making an album. You know, I mean, there's a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear the finished product and it's great. Of course it is, because of all the work that went. You know what I mean? Was this were these tracks you already had, or did you write these and record these, or how did it all come about?
Well, after my father had passed away, you know, I was lost. I was like searching for meaning and searching for everything, you know, about where I'm supposed to, what I'm supposed to do with my life now. And it was kind of a supernatural thing, man. I didn't really sit down and think about it. I just felt in my heart and soul, this is what I had to do. I had to pursue this music and create an album. And there was a short time span between when my father passed away and when I started working on this. So what happened was I was introduced to Brian Cole, my producer, through a mutual friend. And he heard me sing and liked what he heard and decided to take on the project with me. And he went to a couple publishers that he knows in Nashville. And we got about, I don't know, 50 songs roughly. And I narrowed it down to the ones that meant the most to me. So the songs, there's 10 songs. They're all from, top tier professional writers in Nashville. So that's how I got the songs.
Resonated.
And then we made them our own.
Right.
Yeah. And one song on the album, one song on the album is called Good Time. That one was actually written by a guy here in Pennsylvania named Adam Ernst. And he played a lot of the guitars and he played the drums on my album. And I wanted to give him a cut because he's very talented. And that was a little bit of respect to him. So, so that's basically how it came together.
That's fantastic. Let's play a track. I've got all 10 queued up here. What do you think we should play for the folks first, Matt?
Let's just start out with the one that's my single that was released a few days ago, Our Redneck of the Woods.
Absolutely. Here it is, folks, Our Redneck of the Woods, Mr. Matt Weston. This is a fantastic track. Check this out. We're going to play it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Here it is.
Our state flower is a satellite dish. If we ain't hunting, we're cleaning fish. That shotgun hanging in the back of my truck. Son, it ain't in that ride for looks. It's cotton candy. Trying to make a dollar off me and you.
fantastic, folks. Fantastic. Our Redneck of the Woods. I like that track a lot by Matt Weston. Matt, it's an awesome track.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome track.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys, you had mentioned. Oh, absolutely. You just released this, right? This just came out a couple days ago.
Yeah, just started to hit, I think iTunes, it hit 2 days ago, Spotify and Amazon, it's available, I think, as of yesterday, and there'll be about 35 total places that you can get it, download and streaming at the moment, so check it out.
Right, right. Well, and that's how everybody's buying it. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned, we'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Put a new face on an old kitchen. The Home Depot's cabinet experts can reface your kitchen cabinets in a fraction of the time. And right now, you can get an extra 10% off. Our licensed experts can get the job done right away. So don't face another year in an outdated kitchen. Try refacing it. Get huge savings now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through January 17th, 2018. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers, including EC00001440, CGC1514813, and CRC046858.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
In October, you can help others while you heal yourself. L'Apothecary Unique is donating a portion of our proceeds to the Cancer Center. L'Apothecary Unique is the place to go for holistic, gluten-free skincare products. Each product starts from scratch in Tennessee, where all the flowers and herbs are homegrown. Everything is handmade and made to order. L'Apothecary Unique also offers hair care, beard and mustache oil and balm, smudge sticks, blessings oil, and medicinal salves. Use the code THINKPINK the entire month of October to get 10% off your purchase. Remember, we're also donating part of every sale in October to the Cancer Center. www.etsy.com/shop/L'Apothecary Unique.
Now, are you supporting this album live show? Are you playing out yet or just doing it digitally right now?
I've sang live one time. It was New Year's Eve. My friend's band had a gig for New Year's Eve. I'm sorry?
Okay. This past New Year's Eve, like a week ago?
Yeah, just 10 days ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, my friend's band had a gig, and then I performed in between their sets. It was just kind of a impromptu. They asked me to do it, and I was like, yeah, why not, you know, play for some local people and get a little bit of exposure. But there's no tour date set yet. That's all in the works, though.
Right. Well, you know, and that's cool. Well, I have to ask, what'd you think being up there on the, I mean, different than acting or about the same type of rush?
It's bigger. It's definitely a bigger rush than acting.
Bigger.
It's more instant gratification, to be honest, you know, but it's definitely, it's addicting. I love it. It's a great feeling, especially when you get good feedback. Not everyone's going to like it. So far, I've gotten amazing feedback. So it definitely feels good after pouring my heart and soul into something. You know, to see people affected by it, that's what it's all about.
Fantastic. Well, that's cool, man. You know, and it's all coming together, and the album's out, the single's released now, and man, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, it's just very, very cool. Now, we have, I saw the lyric video also for our Redneck of the Woods. That's awesome as well. Do you think any plans as of yet to do more of a traditional type video? I think the lyric video is fine personally, but what are your thoughts and plans on music videos and all of that?
Well, especially coming from an acting background, I think a music video would be a lot of fun, and it would be beneficial, you know, for me and for the fans, especially with a song like that, with such a strong message, and it really paints a picture. So I would love to do that, but unfortunately at the moment, I don't think it's in my budget. So, you know, in the future, maybe in the next few months, I can pursue that. And I know a lot of filmmakers through my acting experience, so... Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue coming up with a music video other than the budget and probably the time, because I'm sure that'll take a while.
Oh, yeah. Probably from what I understand, I've never made one or anything. I've known people who have. What a lot of people tell me, and you probably are very aware of this, is the shooting isn't so bad. It's the editing part that takes.
Yeah, post-production is the most time-consuming part of it. When I had an independent film company, we'd film an entire movie, I think it was 16 separate days that we worked, and then it was months and months of post-production. And it's kind of the same thing with music production, you know, any kind of film or music production, there's a lot of work to be done after the performance.
Oh, yeah.
People don't really think about that.
And people don't realize, they don't realize, you know, just the forms and contracts and, you know, all the...
Oh, yeah.
All the non-glamorous type stuff, you know, and distribution and with CDs, you know, you got art, all this and that. And, oh, my gosh.
I'm going through that process right now, actually.
Oh, really? Mastery.
Yeah. My artwork's almost finished. I'm having a guy named Nello. He's over in Italy.
Uh-huh.
He does a lot of artwork for bands. And he's working on my stuff right now. And I'm looking, right before I called in, I'm looking online at getting quotes for having CDs made. And yeah, that's not cheap.
Everybody, it's not all, you know, people don't realize that. Because you know what it is like we were kind of talking about this off the air, is people have watched movies and they've watched television programs and books, and they kind of have this glamorized idea, you know. Matt's probably dealing with a big record company and there's some guy chomping on a cigar writing checks. That's not for the independent artist. And I don't think that's that common with the big signed artists anymore. You know?
Yeah. well, that's not even close to what I'm experiencing at the moment. You know, this is it really is a job. It is work, but it's something that you love to do. So it's not that bad. you know, but there's definitely
right.
There's tough days, you know, just like any other job, for sure.
Oh yeah, but you're making it happen. And my thing is, as long as I can see forward, positive progress, I'm pretty happy. You know, I go to bed happy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish.
Yeah, I'm taking it kind of day by day myself.
Exactly. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. I've tried doing it other ways, and yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, hair starts falling out.
Yeah, don't want to get overwhelmed.
Ulcers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know. Oh, and I just. I'm not very much fun to be around, but you know,
I can really,
you got your work and you're doing it, and it's awesome. That is awesome. And the finished work, as they say in my business, the paintings are good, man. In your business, the music's fantastic. You know, it's
thank you.
Really good. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elvay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music. Like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. Get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. All you pay for is data. Visit an Xfinity store or click now to see how much you can save with Xfinity Mobile. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity internet service. Equipment, taxes, fees, and other charges extra. Limited to 2 lines pending internet activation.
We should play another track, Matt. What should we play next?
Yeah, sure. I can't really pick which one I want to hear. There are a lot of good ones. I have some rockers on there. I got some more like love songs or ballads, you know. So if you want to keep it up with the more upbeat rock type music. How about Too Many Mondays, Not Enough Saturday Nights?
I was just thinking about that. Track number 9. This is a fantastic track, everybody. Check this out. Too Many Mondays, Not Enough Saturday. And ain't that the truth, man? Well, we'll play it and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Here it is.
Too much waiting in the sunshine, not enough neon light.
Folks, too many Mondays, not enough Saturday nights, and yeah, keep that whiskey pouring. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
I'm a whiskey guy. What can I say?
I was just going to ask, are you a whiskey guy, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. I love whiskey. Absolutely. It's funny. I tell people I learned how to drink whiskey when I was watching The Sopranos. Believe it or not, I would drink all my dad's whiskey watching The Sopranos. And then I had to buy him new bottles, and then I ended up drinking those too. So yeah, I love whiskey, bourbon, especially bourbon.
You.
I'm a bourbon guy.
I am now. When I was younger and started, I don't know if it was because I thought James Bond was cool or something. I got in my head that vodka was the thing to be drinking, and I went through like my whole college drinking vodka and everything. And then I got ahead a little bit in life and. Definitely a no vodka for me, but yeah, I'm the same way. A good bourbon is fantastic. I can't drink it every night. It's more of an I don't know when that happened, but it's an occasional. Occasional treat.
Take it easy on your liver. You only have one.
I'm telling you, and my thing isn't. This happened. At least this happened to me. I don't know when 2-day hangovers and 3-day hangovers became a thing. I mean, it used to be like a couple hours, and suddenly now
I've never had one of those.
Yeah, it's bad. Oh, it's bad.
Actually, I did have one. It was a 5-day hangover. It was after my 21st birthday. I was literally dizzy for almost 5 days. I think I almost died, actually. If I was non-responsive, my brother almost killed me with Long Island iced teas. I still haven't drank a Long Island iced tea since my 21st birthday because of that.
Oh, yeah, I feel your pain. I remember I was at a bar, some crazy bar. I think it was in Vegas or something. And they gave me this Long Island iced tea. And this was many years ago when I was young. And it had this thick straw, which was weird. I remember thinking, well, that's weird. And as I brought the drink up to my face, I kind of stirred it with the straw, and I could smell the alcohol fumes with my nose coming off of it. I'm like, oh, this isn't going to be good at all. And it wasn't.
Yeah, that stuff's just bad news. Bad news bears. I stay away from it. Just give me some bourbon or a beer. I'm good.
Exactly. I'm that way, too. But good stuff. Don't get the cheap stuff, folks. Trust me.
When you're on a budget, you're on a budget.
that's true. That's true. true. No, I want to mention again, all the singles we've been playing tonight, these are great. These are all available. The whole album's available on digital download, wherever people buy digital download, the big ones, right? iTunes, Apple Play.
Yeah, well, actually,
Play.
My singles, what's available at the moment, the full album will be released on the 29th.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there you go, folks.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. But you can get our Redneck of the Woods, and that is definitely worth doing. And also, I like this feature. Whoever thought of this, there's some coding engineer somewhere that came up with this. It's a very neat thing that all the digital download services do. If you know somebody and, you know, I don't know, Agnes, you forgot her birthday in the cubicle down the hall or something, you could run out on your lunch break and get her card. Or if you got her email, send her a track. All you got to do, they all have a little thing, is this MP3 a gift? You pop in their email and you send it to them. It's a neat little feature on there. I wish I would have thought of that. I'd be a millionaire.
yeah, they think of everything, don't they?
I'm telling you, I think that's a neat thing. I had a gal that used to work for me, and she was going through a big heartbreak. This was a few months ago, and she was having it rough, you know, as they do sometimes. Those heartbreaks can, well, you know, you're a music star.
You know? Oh yeah, I've been there.
People made careers out of heartbreak, you know. And that's
it's true. Yeah, look at Taylor Swift, you know.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you. I know. Can you imagine? I want to date you. No, thank you. No, you're beautiful, but no. That's terrible. We shouldn't say that.
No, I didn't say
it. Nobody gets killed. No. I know. Yes, nobody's gonna. I can't say it. I gotta keep it clean. Anyhow, what I was gonna say, I don't even know. I'm all turned around now. But oh no, I had made her a mixtape. That's what it was. And I just bought her a bunch of tracks on iTunes and put it together and sent it to her and really make somebody's day. It's different, you know. It's kind
of
neat.
Yeah.
So, folks,
well,
you can
nice
do that. No, Matt, you're on all the social media platforms as well, right? Facebook and Twitter and everything.
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter. I'm not on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat, but I don't really use it. I actually just downloaded Twitter about a month ago, so I'm still kind of figuring that out. Yeah, I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and there's links to both of those pages on my website, mattweston.com.
Right.
And the website is going to be updated with a ton of stuff within the next week or two. You know, with news articles and information, probably some more pictures and clips of my songs and ways to purchase my my album, all at mattweston.com.
Very, very cool. Yeah, so put that in your bookmarks, folks, and definitely like the page and follow it on Facebook. All you have to do is put Matt Weston. That's Matt with two T's, Weston in the search, and it's there. We have a link to mattweston.com on our show. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, actually, in the future or whatever, there's a link right there. Click on it, and you can get
great.
To the website. Well,
wonderful.
Very, very cool. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't slack too much around here. No. Matt,
you gotta play around a little
picture.
Bit.
Well,
yeah.
A little bit. I love this press picture you have. You're sitting in a bar somewhere or something. You got a beer, sunglasses are on the table, and there's this fantastic like ship piece of art behind you. You know, with all these like ship things on it and stuff. Is that there local in Pittsburgh or? Where was that photo?
It's about,
I'm just curious.
It's about two blocks down from the recording studio that I was at. Yeah, it's a little place called the Elbow Room, and I think it's a family-owned place that's been there for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, maybe 50 years, and nothing's changed inside. So we figured that would be a cool place to do a little photo shoot, and it turned out really cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. And it's, you know, just another thing that, you know, you're doing with all this, photo shoots and videos.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up tomorrow, Matt, and there's going to be four more things. No, I'm kidding. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. You know, the more I have, more work I have to do, that just means the more progress I'm going to make. And, you know, I'm willing to put in
right.
the hours. So that's fine. That's fine with me.
Right.
I'm proud to do it.
And it's, yeah, and it's something you like doing. And that's the most important
mm-hmm.
thing. You know? It could be some terrible, horrible. Let me ask, you know, I know you did a lot of schooling and whatnot. What was the worst mm-hmm. job? You can, when I say what was the worst job you ever had, Matt, what comes to mind first? It's always an interesting question.
Oh, man. Well, there's a lot of ways to define worst. I've had some pretty crappy part-time jobs. But honestly, if you rate it on a scale of happiness, engineering was the worst job I ever had. Even though it paid well and had good benefits, it just wasn't for me. It really wasn't.
Right.
The second, close second would be bartending in a dive bar that had, like, no business. So I would be sitting there for hours making no money. That was terrible. So.
That's worse.
But, hey,
that's,
you
got
to take your lumps.
I bartended in a bar. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the jukebox would come on randomly and play Hotel California. 50 million times I'm for that song.
Jeez, after a while, you start to wonder if you're in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, am I in the Hotel California? What the hell is that?
Yeah.
It's a great song, but man, you can only hear it so many times. Well, I'm glad you're not doing the engineering. And the reason I ask people that question is because we got a lot of young bucks and young does out there listening that tune into the show, and they want to be doing what you're doing, Matt. And
mm-hmm.
I like to tell them that because mm-hmm. there's hope. You know, work hard, and you can, work hard at something else.
Yeah,
I'm teasing.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
But it's at least
in the end, you have to take a risk. Yeah, in the end, you have to take a risk. You know, there's no reward without any risk. So, just if you have the courage to stick your neck out and do something that, you know, that you love, but it's a risk, you know, you never know what could happen. So, I mean, hopefully I can be an example to other people and inspire them, you know, with my story and with my music and with my words, because that's what I want to do. I want to be successful to help other people. You know, that's
right.
That's the main thing for me. I want to give back.
And
I want to give back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And any of the listeners out there, if you, you know, we talked a little bit about it and we joke a little bit about it because, you know, that's what we do. But if you're in a dark place like Matt was talking, he was in, you know, look around. There's ways out of it. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, don't give up. Never, ever give up.
Right.
People think, like, you know, life is short, but I really don't think it is. I think life is long. You know, if you're blessed with a full life, I'm, you know, hopefully I'll have another 60 years ahead of me. That's a long time. It is. So,
right.
You know, don't give up and, you know, just give it a shot. You won't regret
exactly.
it.
Exactly. No, no. You, what you will regret is if you don't give something a shot, you'll think about
exactly.
that. You don't want a person thinking, oh man, I wonder what life would have been like if I would have done that. No, don't
mm-hmm.
don't fall into that trap.
Yeah, that's
very
what haunted
cool.
me when I was living in a cubicle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you see it. You know, you're like, nope. Time to go.
Yeah.
I hear you. Well, Matt, I want to thank you so much. I know you're busy, and I know you got a lot going on. And I really want to thank
mm-hmm.
you for taking time out of your schedule and whatnot and being on the show. And we survived the big lightning storm down here, so that's a good thing. And
all right.
Yeah, everything worked out wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time. You know, I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be on your show, and hopefully we can do it again sometime. Maybe after my album is the full album's released. That'd be great.
Absolutely. We'll stay right in touch, and I can't wait to have you back on again. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Very cool. And folks, this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms. Well, we'll even be on iTunes on the podcasting page there for free. If you are listening to the podcast in the future on iTunes, or wherever. Hello from the past. Do me a quick favor if you're on iTunes, hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And, you know, frankly, our advertisers really dig it, and I do as well. It makes my life oh so nice. And little things like keeping lights on around here. Very, very good. Okay, we are out of here. We will see. We have a special, super early show tomorrow, which will be at 10:30 in the morning, actually, because it's our guest tomorrow from India. There's a 10.5 hour time difference, and we want the wanted the show to air at a reasonable hour, which will be 9:00 p.m. their time, and so that's why it's an early show. But if it's too early for you, you can catch the podcast of it later. But we will see you tomorrow. And Matt, thanks again. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real good at it.
Thanks, man. It was my pleasure.
Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Matt.
Good night, brother. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.